my robe is white when he calls me. If my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And I'll be somewhere listening.
I'll be somewhere
listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And when the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere, amen. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Amen. And right now, we're right here in the YC listening to that voice. And we're going to hear it tonight. Amen. So when the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. Amen. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Amen. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. Amen. Listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Children, Lord, I'm listening. I'm going to be there. Amen. I'll answer. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. It's such a privilege and an honor to be here with you this evening. I just like to share with you what Brother Branham said. And it's on the tape. Why I'm against organized religion. It's beautiful. But Brother Branham says, quote, he says, the only church age that we have of Christ on the outside, knocking, trying to get in. Brother Branham knocks on the pulpit. And this angel's message, messenger come from God, was echoing his message on the earth.
Amen.
To come out of Babylon, come out of the organizations. The Holy Spirit today, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is that angel trying to get the people back to the Word.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit will only vindicate the Word.
Amen.
It can't vindicate dogmas. There's no life in them. He's life. Notice, the Laodicean church age had denied him, rejected him, and they put him on the outside.
Amen.
Notice this angel is the last messenger before the coming of Christ in the 19th chapter of Revelation. The messenger's voice, if we notice, when he gave his voice on the earth, there was a voice echoed again in heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, brother. Oh, my. Echoed again in heaven. Fourth verse, if you notice the earth, God echoed the same thing out of heaven. Let me back up. I missed the line. Sorry about that. The messenger's voice, if we notice, when he gave his voice on the earth, there was a voice echoed again in heaven. Fourth verse, if you want to read it, all right, the fourth verse, the 19th chapter. This messenger on the earth was so inclined with God until when he spoke it on the earth, God echoed the same thing out of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So inclined with God. So inclined with God until when he spoke it on the earth, God echoed the same thing out of heaven. What is that fourth verse translation? What does it mean? God's voice speaking to his predestinated people saying, come out of her. Just exactly what the voice was.
Amen.
He's got people all in there, out and through Babylon. Come out of her that you be not partakers of her sins. Yes, sir. Out of that dogma and creeds to the word made spirit and life. Amen. Notice the 19th chapter is the next. After these things. Did you notice here in the 19th chapter? After these things. Watch. What? After what? After the message of come out of her, after these things, watch, is the shout of the bride saints.
Amen.
With the bridegroom.
Amen.
Going to the marriage of the Lamb.
Amen.
How close are we then, brother?
Amen.
End quote. Amen. Inclined with God that when that prophet spoke it on the earth, God echoed it in heaven.
Amen.
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 I just love that.
Amen.
And just to go along with that, I want one more quote for you on the message of the harvest time. Brother Branham says, quote, excuse this, but I want you to know the truth. And I haven't got much time left, you know that. I'm 55, but these tapes will live when I'm gone.
Amen.
And you'll see whether it's right or not.
Amen.
If I be a true servant or a false prophet, I've never told you nothing yet but what happened. So will this end quote.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That voice is still echoing.
Amen.
Those tapes are still living to this very night.
Amen.
And I'm just happy to hear it.
Amen.
And when it speaks, I want to be able to be a listening post. Amen, brother?
Amen.
To be able to pick up the voice of God. And tonight, and we as believers, we've been given that.
Amen.
The ability to hear what the Spirit is declaring to us in this generation by the way of His messenger.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. It's a privilege to be here with you, to worship together and to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm just so happy.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each one of you. We have some prayer requests here that we want. One of them I'd like to read. Normally we don't read them, but I'd like to read this one for you. It's a request from a brother who lives in Lusaka, Zambia. He requests prayer for his 5-year-old son who was diagnosed with cancer in 2013. This brother is desperate and truly in need for the Lord to help.
Amen.
The man's name is Litholeia, and his 5-year-old son's name is Nivelleia. And he's asking for prayer. Well, cancer's not too hard for our God. The dead's not too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
He raises the dead, casts out devils, heals cancer.
Amen.
There's just nothing under the sun that our God can't do but fail.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just so happy that we serve the living, almighty God.
Amen.
These prayer requests, every one of them are important. We just read that one. But how many of you have something you'd like the Lord to see? I do too. Amen. And we want to also remember the Agapo Tour coming up this coming week to pray for Brother Joseph.
Amen.
Brother Branham's family.
Amen.
And I think of Brother Billy Paul. I don't know when he'll be back, but to remember him in prayer also. And just look around. We're a body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray for one another. Amen. Amen. If we could just all stand and sing that, as I've asked Brother Jonathan to lead and take these to the Lord in prayer. God bless you. And it's reach out and touch the Lord as He Heavenly Father, Lord, we humbly come before you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us, Lord. So many times we've come before you and you provided our needs, Lord. Everything that we have need of, Lord, you've taken care of, Father. Lord, we praise you and you worship you for this, Lord. We're so unworthy to bring these requests to you, Lord, but we're so thankful that your sacrifice on Calvary provided that for us, Lord. That by your stripes we are healed for, Father. Lord, by your sacrifice we are saved, Lord. There's many requests out tonight, Lord, that the believers have on their heart. Your little bride, Lord, she's in need, Father, Lord. This brother in Zambia, Father, his son is stricken with this cancer, Lord. Just a little 5-year-old boy, Father. But Lord, we know that you're more than able, Lord. You're able to take it from him, Father. Lord, we just pray that you take your tender hand and touch his body, Lord.
Amen.
Make him whole, Father.
Amen.
And Lord, there's many requests on your people's heart tonight, Lord, that loved ones that may be astray, Father, little sicknesses in the family, Lord. We know that you're more than able, Lord. We thank you so much, Father. We bring these requests to you, Lord, in full confidence, Lord, that you'll take care of them, Father. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you already, Lord, for answering our prayers, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find thankful he sent a messenger and a message.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that he did, and I'm thankful that he called all of us out of those denominations. And he called us all from the east and west. So let's sing that little song Brother Branham loved to sing. They come from the east and west.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus has set me free. I look on the great white throne. Before it the ransom stand. No longer are tears,
no sorrow is known,
nor death in that goodly land. My Savior has gone before, preparing the way for me. Soon we'll meet to part no more, through time or eternity. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm as happy as I can be. No longer I bear a burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. For now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free.
Jesus is coming soon.
Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will then be o'er. Oh, what if our Lord this moment should come for those who are free from sin? And then would it bring you joy or sorrow and deep despair? When our Lord in glory comes, we'll meet him up in the air. Since Jesus has set me free,
hallelujah,
I'm as happy as I can be. No longer I bear this burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken.
This song on my heart to sing, and I just thought it would be real nice to do that. You know, Brother Branham sang it. He even wrote a little verse to it, "On the Wings of a Snow White Dove."
Amen.
And it just so thankful for the Laodicean messenger and the sacrifices that he made. So
amen.
As we sing that last verse, just think of the life that he lived and what he gave up to bring this message to us.
Amen.
So.
On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Oh, no. Search for land.
Can't you see?
And be with your children. Feed us, Lord. Lord, we want to make you feel welcome, Lord Jesus. We invite you, Lord. Just come on the scene, we pray, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's only belief.
It's a privilege, it's an honor to turn the service now to Brother Branham, God's servant and messenger to the Laodicean church age, Brother William Mary Branham. God bless you.